Hello, friend. Welcome to the Car Accident Lawyer Podcast. If you or a loved one have been injured in a car accident, please immediately call 888-878-5605. Again, that number is 888-878-5605, or reach out via the link in the show notes so you can get the help you need with the very best legal representation in the country. It's a no-cost way to assure you have the best lawyer representation, and as importantly, you and your loved ones get the care you deserve. That number again, 888-878-5605. Now on to the show. Angel, welcome back. Today we are talking about a really important topic. How is fault determined in Texas car accidents?
Well, you know, let me touch on a couple of things. And the first thing is the most common reasons for someone to be at fault. And that would be failing to yield the right of way. So the other car has control of the lane and you fail to yield the right of way, you're going to be held responsible. Or the other person is now responsible for causing that wreck. Running a street light or a stop sign. Somebody does that, they're going to be responsible for the fault of the accident. Rear ending. You have to keep a proper lookout and you have to keep a safe distance. And if you don't and you smash into the back of someone's car, you are the responsible at fault party in that particular car wreck. There's about 85 more contributing factors that if a police officer shows up, they might check. But those are the main sort of reasons that people can easily get a hold of in terms of that person was for sure at fault. I had the green light. They had the red lights.
And the police officer is going to come in this case we're talking about and check a box.
Yep.
And that's pretty much not debatable at that point.
It's rarely going to be debated. No, look, instances of exceptions always exist. But for the most part, you're looking at a 99.9%. It's going to be their fault if a police officer says it is. The insurance company is not going to argue vehemently against the police officer's opinion. They're trained.
Right.
You know, they know how to ask the right questions. They're working the patrol beat for a reason. They're on patrol of our streets. They're pretty good at it. They get lots of training, and we can almost always assume that they got it right.
Now, what happens if someone's listening and a police officer didn't show up?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you could be hurt, but not visibly hurt. And when you call 911 or whatever you call, they say, well, we're not going to send a person out, but you know it was their fault because they hit you in the back part of your car you know they ran the stop sign. Now what happens?
Right. So that sometimes can lead to a he said, she said situation. And I would argue that if a police officer does not respond and you don't have a written report that establishes who was at fault, at least by a third party, then it's your word against their word. And if that happens, insurance companies will take all full advantage of taking their insured's word over yours. And so you better get a lawyer involved because they can at least look at the police report. We can do a Google examination. All right. And we can actually move the needle on who is at fault in the absence of a police officer's opinion, which really does hold a lot of credence and weight with the insurance companies. So if you didn't have a police officer come and you think you might be injured, or you want to get checked to make sure you're not, then you really should call a law firm to help you with the case because you might just get shut down even though you're sure the other party ran the red light.
And we've talked about this before, but for listeners who haven't heard our other episodes, you may not even think you're hurt. And 3 days later, I mean, that's happened to me. It's happened to you. It's happened to everybody. You want to get checked out. And what's going to happen as we talk about this scenario where a police officer isn't here, the insurance company is going to run at you. If you're listening to this, I bet you they've already contacted you and they're going to try to settle. You do not want to do that because once you sign that paper that they give you some settlement, there's no going back.
No.
You can't, there's no come in, talk to Angel. Angel says, oh my God, like, wow, you could have had all your medical bills covered.
Yeah, it's over.
It's no going back.
Yeah, it's over. You get one shot at this and without the help of a lawyer, there is no chance that you'll be able to maximize your case. So the statistics show us that with a lawyer, insurance companies pay 35% or more on the average claim. So you've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain by getting a lawyer involved right away.
If you're listening to this and you're in an accident that wasn't your fault, give us a call. All the information's in the show notes. Thanks a lot, Angel.
You're welcome.
That's the show for today. We hope this information was helpful. If you or a loved one have been injured in a car accident, please immediately call 888-878-5605. Again, that number, 888-878-5605. Or reach out via the link in the show notes so you can get the help you need with the best legal representation in the country. It's a no-cost way to assure you have the best lawyer representation, and as importantly, you and your loved ones get the care you deserve. Again, that number is 888-878-5605.